and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Network. Follow us on our new news site for all the feeds, articles, and more. The mothership, the tip of the spear, AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com on Rumble, Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Almost 700,000 followers in just 8 days. I want to thank you all for doing that and spreading the word. Alex Jones. We'll put the URL of Rumble up there on screen for you. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. All right, we got a jam-packed final 27 minutes here before Harrison Smith takes over the war room, and he's loaded for bear. We have the CIA whistleblower. We already have the emails and documents that Fauci did gain a function. North Carolina moved it under Obama's orders to Wuhan. Then he spent a week at the CIA early on during the outbreak to cover it all up. That's come up, but now you have the actual whistleblower that witnessed it. This is powerful. If you look at the new developments in China with Trump, J.D. Vance, he's made some major moves and more. But here's active CIA employee James Erdman testifies in the Senate that in August 2021, the intelligence community was prepared to determine the COVID-19 pandemic likely began as a leak from a Chinese lab. That's a cover story. But days later, that changed it to Fauci injecting himself into the conversation significantly influenced them. He worked with the CIA to cover it up. Here's the clips.
Intelligence community leaders and senior analysts downplayed the possibility that the COVID pandemic originated as a result of a lab incident. Motives are difficult to define given the scope of the Diggs review. Intentional or not, the IC's actions resulted in a cover-up, wasted resources, and a failure to properly inform policymakers. Public health policy would have been very different.
There was a major
had the
scandal
American public
in 2015
been made aware
North Carolina
that
where they
a virus
made it
from a lab in China was going to serve as the foundation for an emergency use authorization mRNA products.
That's right.
Being mandated by the former administration. Dr. Fauci's role in the cover-up was intentional. Dr. Fauci influenced the analytical process
and, this is good.
And findings by this leveraging his position to ensure the IC consulted with a conflicted list of curated subject matter experts.
He met for a week with the CIA,
public health officials and scientists. This included some of the authors of the paper, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, and other public health experts who have been in his orbit for the last 20 plus years. Some of the scientists were part of the Biological Sciences Experts Group, or the BSEG, an office of Director National Intelligence Advisory Body, whose members often receive considerable funding from NIAID and public health agencies.
Make no mistake, this is a big deal, but still it's a whitewash.
The BSEG scientists influenced national laboratory WMD research, policy decisions, finished analysis, and other intelligence matters, creating misaligned incentives and conflicts of interest, as well as counterintelligence issues. Since 2006, the BSEG consulted part-time on biodefense issues for the IC, while conducting government-funded research and holding academia positions, as well as maintaining roles in public health institutions and serving as members in the National Academy of Science. They received funding from NIAID and other agencies for vaccine research, USAID's PREDICT project, the Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, and even worked with Chinese scientists on coronavirus and other pathogen studies pursuing vaccines.
Gain of function.
There was no oversight monitoring how this web of relationships influenced research, policy, and public health in any holistic way for over 20 years. In fact, several of the BSEG scientists helped Dr. Fauci rewrite definitions of gain of function in 2015 to lift a funding pause on dangerous research.
Yeah, let's be clear. When I say it's
still
a whitewash,
participated in
it's still planning a lot of courage. This is all. This is true. He's just not
this
saying
was
everything.
A coronavirus pandemic tabletop exercise, curiously similar to events that played out during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Ooh, curiously. He's
and
saying they did
it
on purpose.
By Dr.
Wow.
Fauci and individuals with IC ties like former DNI Avril Haines. The CIA and DNI analytic managers responsible for examining the origin of COVID made decisions inconsistent with the conclusions of subject matter experts and analytical tradecraft.
But your conclusion is that changing from the scientific consensus of it being from a lab to a neutral position by the CIA was significantly influenced by Anthony Fauci?
It was significantly influenced by Anthony Fauci's injecting himself into the IC. And to go to the second part of your question about what happened, particularly during the 90-day study, we have documentation that shows that as of August 12th, the CIA was considering calling this a lab leak, August 12th of 2021. And then that changed on August 17th of 2021.
Right.
And unfortunately, because the CIA would not provide us documentation that we asked for, we have no idea why that changed. And that's
and they weren't alone, because we know the FBI was coming to the same conclusion that it was lab leak, as well as the FBI.
But we know why. It was all over the newspapers. I had scientists on in 2015 that Obama in 2013 started a national initiative with the University of Texas, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and a bunch of other universities to weaponize SARS-CoV and make it airborne. And then Fauci goes, Trump will be hit by a respiratory virus very soon. You just watch. And you just heard the CIA guy go, yeah, Event 201 was basically exactly the same. They ran 3 months before the attack. That way they get caught with the attack plan. They go, oh, it's just a drill. Here I am confronting Francis Collins, former NIH director, a few years ago.
We're good. 20-plus million people dead from those shots.
We just confronted the former head of the NIH, Francis Collins. He's one of the villains with Fauci and the entire Wuhan operation and the cover-up, the origin, and then the poison shot. Now, he since backpedaled some, but that doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. He needs to be held responsible. So Fauci and Bill Gates are the very worst. He's down here part of the way, and he started to come public and admit that this was wrong, what they did. The lockdowns, the poison shots, all of it. And when I said to him, you're about to see it, 20-plus million dead, he nodded his head. So maybe he has a soul. Maybe he's going to go public. Good. Redeem yourself. Current state's evidence, like Redfield and others have started to do, and come all the way out, because the globalist operation for depopulation and what these shots do, turning off the immune system, is all public, and it's not going away, and it's destroying faith in the system and in the medical system, and it's going to bring the system down. So those of you in the system need to join with the people, and you need to come out for Nuremberg 2 and be witnesses against those that will be held responsible. And you know the punishment for crimes against humanity. You know what that is for Nuremberg with the Nazis. All right, here is this confrontation.
I was going to Detroit to be with J.D. Vance and others on this trip.
We're good. 20-plus million people dead from those shots. Wow, Trish, coming out about you and Fauci. How does it feel to kill more people than Hitler?
You're writing some folk songs about it?
Go ahead.
Write some folk songs?
You'll never get away with what you did, your bioweapon. You're in a lot of trouble. Nuremberg 2 is coming.
You get his face.
All right.
It's good. We'll be exposing that guy. All of them are going to prison, Nuremberg 2. They can run, but they can't hide. The truth will get them. Mass murderers.
I love New York.
God bless you, brother.
Now, the deadline ended on perjury to Congress yesterday, but there's no statute of limitations on mass murder, gain of function, any of it. And they've indicted Fauci's main advisor, as you know, a month ago. So that's your flashback there, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important. And I told you the whistleblowers are coming out. You just saw that with the CIA today. In Congress, we just aired it. Tomorrow's news today. That's why the Alex Jones Network is so important. AlexJonesLive.com is the coordinates you should save and share if you want to beat the globalist. This is your mission, should you choose to accept it. I ask you to accept it. Now, let me hit a bunch of other news, but first this. When you buy products at Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com, you change the world. And again, it's a no-brainer. I only sell you things that really work and do a great job, so you want to get them again and again. That's why we have a 90-plus percent order rate on all the supplements. Nobody has that. The Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, it's all there. The widest selection of T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, tonight is the last night on this huge buy one, get one free sale. Buy one Shilajit gummies, look at this huge container of them right here, and get the very same bottle free. Or you can buy one canister of the private label of a top brand, a bovine colostrum, the first 2 weeks of milk that come out of a cow or any other mammal, supercharged with all these super nutrients, life-giving essence, fountain of youth, you name it. Buy one little scoop a day, there's over 40 servings in here, get one free, or you can get one bovine colostrum and one Shilajit free. You can mix and match. That sale ends tonight at midnight at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your commitment and support, but we need the support just to even stay on the air, and I want more support to expand, to hire more hosts back, more reporters, and literally kick globalist ass up and down the street. There's a bunch of other sales that end tonight as well. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com and commit to the broadcast to get better deals. It's not even a commitment. It just means you get reminded with emails, special deals, special offers, special sales on every product. You get a discount on top of already existing sales when you're a VIP. You spend $30 a month, just click the button, cancel any time on your profile. Every time you spend $30, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. If you're going to buy anything, the AlexJonesStore.com, you should be a VIP. But it's really no commitment. It just